Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hey there, welcome to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. This is episode number 116. If you are looking for strategies to live a naturally healthy life, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. Today we are going to talk about tools and how to use them. I feel like this is a strategy. Anytime people learn strategies or tools, I don't think that we use them the way they really need to be used. And I'm going to talk about how I teach this differently and why it's so important to adjust the way that we look at these strategies. So before we dive in, coming up in November, November 15th through the 19th, I will be having a free 5-day session to prep you for the holidays. So if you have been struggling, if you are a woman struggling with type 2 diabetes, or any of the other diseases of high insulin. So if you're not sure what that means, check out other podcasts that I have here. I go into a lot of it. If you're not sure what it means, reach out to me. I'll let you know what it means. But if you have type 2 diabetes, prediabetes, gestational diabetes, or any of the other diseases of high insulin levels in your system, reach out to me. Send me an email, delaine@delainemd.com, to get signed up for the 5-day session coming up this November. Again, it's going to be in preparation for the holidays so that you can navigate the holidays in a way that doesn't make your health worse. You come out at the end of the holidays maybe with improved health. There will be information on my website at delainemd.com, and you can register there also. So let's dig in today about tools and how to use them. So again, I teach women with type 2 diabetes and diseases on this high insulin spectrum. So there's a number of diseases that are in that. I teach women tools for reversing their diabetes. This allows them to come off their meds and live a naturally healthy life, which is what I'm really passionate about. I teach three main dietary strategies. So that's cleaning up your diet, intermittent fasting, nutritional ketosis. I've done a ton of podcasts on those things. So if you're interested in knowing specifics about that and you haven't listened to the other podcasts, go check them out. There's a number of different times that I address those three strategies in the podcast. So go check those out. But I also teach a number of mindset tools. And that, I think, is one of the differences that I do in my program that other commercially available programs are not as effective in teaching about the mindset tools. So coaching is really all about how we are making decisions in our life. The way that we make decisions, that leads to the results that we get in the world, always. So I teach about thought work because thought work allows us to look at how we're making decisions. I teach a structure for really being able to break out the stories in your head and the way that you made a decision so that you can evaluate that. And then you can alter the way you're making these decisions in order to get permanent, long-lasting changes in your results. So I teach different tools to create this awareness of the awareness of what our brain is offering us, the awareness of how our brain is making these decisions. Really, all of this is based on thoughts and beliefs, and it leads to the process of how we're making decisions. So two examples of the strategies that I teach are plans and protocols, and then goal setting. These are two things that I teach in my program. They both really are to gain awareness about how we're making decisions. They are not rules that we need to follow. So these are tools. They are not rules. When we use them as rules, we make them mean there's something wrong with us for not following the rule. When we look at these strategies as rules, it creates or welcomes judgment of ourselves. We do this because we use these strategies as rules that must be followed because we're trying to manage how we're going to feel in the future, right? That's why we have this tendency to use these tools as rules because we're trying to manage the feelings that we're going to have in the future. So examples of these, I'm going to use the three eating tools that I use, right? The three dietary strategies I use: intermittent fasting, nutritional ketosis, and then what I call cleaning up your diet. So for somebody who's wanting to implement fasting, they create a rule that they will only eat for 1.5 hour fasting windows, and they will have a 22.5 hour fast every day. And they do this because they're going to create their goal weight so they can feel proud. Okay. Recognize all of these examples I'm using are very extreme examples. I never tell anybody what their fasting protocol has to be, and I would never tell anybody to start out with a 22.5 hour fast every day and a 1.5 hour eating window every day for the rest of their life. Like, I would never tell anybody that that was the way to do it. But I'm using really outrageous examples to make a point, right? Because this is what we tell ourselves. In the moment, we're like, man, I just really got to achieve this. So I'm going to create this rule, quote unquote, that I have to follow so that I can feel proud in the future. Or we tell ourselves, I'm going to only eat 7 carbs per day. If I only eat 7 carbs per day, then I can normalize my blood sugars and I'll finally be accomplished, right? That's the rule, quote unquote, that we're creating in our brain. Or we tell ourselves, I'm never going to have any more processed foods for the rest of my life because that's going to lower my insulin level and I'm going to create more energy. I'm going to feel good finally. We create these rules, which are really plans or goals, but that we're using as rules because we're trying to create a future feeling. And of course, that we're getting it backwards. When we do not do the rule, right, when we don't follow the plan, when we don't achieve the goal, because of how we've positioned it in our brain, we start to judge ourselves for not doing it. And of course, this judgment doubles the disappointment. Disappointment in yourself and disappointment in the rule or the plan or the goal that you've made for yourself. I'm not doing it right. I have no willpower. I have no self-discipline. And had I never made that stupid goal, I wouldn't feel so disappointed in myself. So the goal must be bad. The plan must be bad. The plan and the goal is not what's creating the disappointment in yourself. What creates a disappointment in ourselves is what we make it mean about ourselves, right? When we don't achieve the goal, when we don't follow the plan, we make it mean that we are doing it wrong. We're never going to get it right. I don't have any self-control. Pick your dumpy thought. Pick whichever thought goes through your head. But this is all judgment. It's the judgment that makes us feel disappointment, not the goal. This judgment is also what keeps us from achieving the goal because we tell ourselves the goal was bad. I should change it. That plan doesn't work. I should do something else. So what if this is just the path that you need to navigate? What if the goal or the plan is just showing you the path that needs to be navigated? What if whatever it is or was that kept you up to this point from utilizing the tool being the goal and the plan, right? In the moment, we're like, no, the plan's bad, or I can't achieve the goal. No, the goal is showing you how your brain is making a decision. It is a tool to gain awareness about how your brain is making decisions about what you're eating. That is what must be navigated in order for you to achieve the goal. That is the work. Figuring out how to navigate that part is the work. Changing the goal does not allow you to do that work. Changing the plan does not allow you to do that work. Figuring out a different tool, like telling yourself, I need to find another plan, I need to find another program, I need to find another strategy, keeps you from doing that work. The way that you are navigating these decisions, that's where the work lies. We all think we need to have a different plan, a different goal, a different situation, and that's just not it. It's the reason that our brains decide not to follow the current plan, not to execute the current actions for your current goal. That is the issue. When we judge the goal as bad, we judge the plan as bad, we judge ourselves as bad, and then we move the goal and we change the plan, we're still bringing that judgment with us. So if you have, because of course, again, it's not the plan, it's not the goal, it's this judgment that's creating the problem. So if you have a goal to reverse your diabetes and come off your meds, and then you eat a piece of chocolate cake because that wasn't part of the goal or the plan or the actions you needed to take to execute what needed to happen for you to reach that goal, the piece of cake wasn't part of that. And then you judge yourself as having no self-discipline, no willpower. I just can't do it. All of these are thoughts. They are not facts. You decide that the goal is bad or unachievable, right? Like this is the process of changing the goal, of changing the plan, right? This is what happens. We have this thing. We make it mean that we're a failure. And then we decide, the goal was bad. It was unachievable. I didn't think that out very well. Whatever the story is you tell yourself, that leads to you creating or changing the goal to creating a different goal or changing the goal. So instead of having the goal, I want to reverse my diabetes and come off of my meds, you decide, well, I just want to avoid insulin. That's your new goal because you're going to be able to achieve that. That's going to be the achievable goal. That's a better goal. I just want to avoid insulin. I'll stay on my oral meds, which by the way, I have clients come to me all the time with this as their goal. That is totally fine. You get to decide what your goal is. But if your true goal is that you want to reverse your diabetes and come off of your meds, and you don't execute the actions in the moment that need to happen to create that, and then you make it mean that you can't figure it out, that you're never going to get there, so you change the goal, that's what I'm talking about here. Recognize you are going to carry the same thoughts that you have no self-discipline or no willpower, and you are going to create evidence for that story. In fact, the act of changing the goal is giving you evidence that you have no self-discipline and no willpower. You'll tell yourself that you want to come off your meds, but you didn't have the willpower for that. That's literally what you will tell yourself, even if you achieve the goal of just avoiding the insulin. Changing the goal, you will see as evidence that you didn't have the necessary willpower and the necessary self-discipline to do what you really wanted to do. Okay? This is why the judgment actually keeps you from reaching your goals, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm judging myself as being bad or horrible, and so I'm going to change the goal, which means you never reach the actual goal you want. And here's the other really dumpy thing. You bring all of that judgment with you. So here's the deal. It's not your self-discipline. It's not your willpower. It's sure as shit not the presence of chocolate cake in your life. It's the story you keep running in your head about not having the willpower or the self-discipline. That's the part that's keeping you stuck. This is the part that needs to be worked out. This is the part that gets uncovered if you allow yourself not to judge yourself because you had the cake, but instead look at the reasons that you had the cake. What was going on in the moment? What was your brain telling you? What was the thought going through your head? If in the moment the thought was, everybody else gets to eat the cake, but I don't, that's the thought that needs to be worked on, not the goal. Anywhere you bring the story that everybody else gets to eat that, but I don't. I mean, like you can bring that anywhere. That lady, she loves eating salad, but I don't. You're going to feel dumpy every time you tell yourself some version of that story. That's what needs to be worked on, not the goal. You don't need a new strategy. You need a new thought. The judgment of what you are doing keeps you from your goals. The goals, the plan, the strategy you're using to create what you want in your life is a tool to see why you aren't doing it. It's a tool. When you implement a goal or you implement a plan and your brain offers you different options and the rationale that the brain is giving you, seeing this, gaining awareness of that part, that is what will lead you to creating the things that you want in your life. Awareness of what your brain is telling you is what you're needing. You don't need another plan. You don't need another goal. You don't need another program. You don't need another tool. You have the tools, but you're using them as rules, not as tools to gain awareness. I say this all the time. You don't need me as your coach to tell you to lay off the chocolate cake. You don't need me to tell you chocolate cake's creating your diabetes. You know that. You need a coach to help you figure out why you continue to decide to eat the chocolate cake, even when it's not aligned with your goals. This is what awareness tools teach you. This is what I teach my clients in order to learn what their thoughts and beliefs are getting them so that they can adjust them to achieve what they want in life. If you're ever asking yourself, why did I do that? If you hear yourself saying, I don't know why, blank, these are the tools that you need. Try them out. See what happens. Holler at me with any questions. If you know that this is the work that you need, this is what my program, this is what my 6-month program teaches folks. This is what we do. Yes, you're going to learn science. You're going to learn the science of type 2 diabetes. You're going to learn the science of too much insulin in your system. You're going to learn the science of sleep. You're going to learn the science of meditation. You're going to learn the science of exercise and diabetes. You're going to learn the science of food as medicine. You're going to learn a lot of science. Like, the science is there, and that's awesome. But if your brain keeps talking you out of the science every time, that is what needs work. These are the tools that I teach so that you can uncover why you have been doing one thing and how you start doing something else. If this is what you're needing, go to my website, DelaneMD.com. You can set up a consult time there. You can go to Calendly, www.calendly.com/DelaneMD. You can set up a consult there. You can send me an email, Delane@DelaneMD.com. Set up a consult. Find out how my program is going to help you reverse your type 2 diabetes and learn to live a naturally healthy life. There is help for this. Take advantage of it so you can start living the life that you want. I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaneMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.